Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan, and today I'll be learning with you Shkalim chapter 2, Mishnahs 3 and 4. So the third Mishnah begins with the following case. Chamechanis Maos. So somebody says, knows that the other is coming, and he's going to have to pay his half shekel, but he doesn't have enough money, so he says, I want to start saving up money. V'omer hare elu lishikli. And he says, from this pot that I'm going to be saving, from this bank that I'm going to be putting the coins in, I want to save up, and I want to pay my half shekel obligation. And what happens if he did a good job, and he ended up saving up more than a half shekel? So what happens with the extra coins? Base shamay omrim mosarin nidava. The extra coins have to be used for holy purpose, for nidava. You have to give from the extra coins a voluntary offering, a ola offering. Base hilo omrim mosarin chule. Nope, if he did a good job saving up the extra coins for the shekel, in this case, he can keep them for himself, do whatever he wants with them. Now, a second case, the Mishnah tells us. This guy already has plenty of coins. He sticks his hand into his drawer, whatever, and he says, I want to take Sha'avi Mehen Lishikli. I'm going to take from this bunch of coins. I want to make sure I pay my half shekel from this coins. And what happens if it turns out that what he grabbed really is more than the half shekel amount? In that case, Shavin Shemosarin Chulin. Both Veshama and Beisel agree that the leftovers is considered not holy, and he can do whatever he wants with it. Now the Mishnah continues by saying, what happens if somebody had to bring a sin offering, but he, again, didn't have enough money, so he starts saving up coin by coin. So he says, Eilu l'chatas, this bank that I have here, this little pot that I'm putting coins in every day, will be from where I will take my sin offering when I get enough money. And what happens if it turns out that he saved up extra money? In that case, Shavin Shamosar Nidavet. Both Beishama and Beithel agree that the extra must be given as a voluntary offering. And what happens similarly, if he has a lot of money, and it's a big pot of coins, and he sticks his hand in, and he says, from here I want to bring my sin offering, Sha'avi Mehan Lechatas, I want to bring my sin offering, Shavin Shamoser Chulin. And if he ends up taking out more than enough, they both agree in that case that the extra money is unholy, and he can do whatever he wants with it. That concludes the third Mishnah. Now Mishnah number 4 is sort of a continuation of the third Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, says, Mab ben Shkalim Lechatas. So Rabbi Shimon wants to know, what's the difference between Shkalim Lechatas, that by when it came to sin offering, we saw in the third Mishnah that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that leftovers, if you are collecting, would be for a Nedava, whereas if leftovers, if you were collecting for Shkalim, Beis Shammai says it would have to be a voluntary offering. Beis Hillel would say that, no, you could keep it. So he wants to know, what's different between them, that the cases, that their answers would be different. So he says, Shkalim yesh lahem kitzva, v'chatas ein la kitzva. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'll tell you what the difference is. That Shkalim have a set amount. In other words, Shkalim is half a shekel. So it's a set amount. So when you said, I'm going to save up, you were suggesting that my intention was that I'm going to save up. But you're going to save up for half a shekel. And you never planned to save up more. And when you realized that you had saved up more, that extra money, according to Beis Hillel, was never meant to go to anything holy. It was just meant to cover your half shekel whenever it was left, it was for you. Whereas for chadas, there's no specific amount that chadas has to cost. It's whatever the cost of the animal and getting the animal to shalayim it is. So when you're putting money in, you really are assuming everything's going to be holy because you don't exactly know how much it's going to cost. Rabbi Huda says, I don't think so. Ahav l'shkalim ein lahem kitzvah. No, even shkalim don't necessarily have a set price, even though according to the Torah it's half shekel. And what's this proof? She kisha'alu Yisrael min agola, when the Jews came back from exile, hayishokim darkonos. There was a time they would give darkonos, which we have spoken about earlier, which is four times the biblical half shekel. So you could give more. So perhaps when the guy was collecting, you could be giving more. And then chazu l'shkol silayim, and then the Jews changed their mind. They didn't want to give darkonos anymore, but they wanted to give silayim, which is two times the biblical half shekel. So you see, Rabbi Huda says two times in history they were giving more. So it wasn't a set amount. Chazu, and then they even changed it again. Chazu l'shkol tivayin, and tivayin is equal to the biblical half shekel. Then they moved it back down to the biblical half shekel. Ubikshu l'shkol dinarim, they asked to even give less than the half shekel. The rabbis didn't accept that. While the rabbis did not accept that, Rabbi Huda's point is that, you see, even for shkalim, it could be different amounts in different years and different time periods. And when somebody is saving up, maybe he's saving up for a higher amount. So it's not so clear that shekels has a set amount. So Rabbi Shimon answers, I'm Rabbi Shimon, afo pikein, nonetheless, yad kulan shava. He says, you're right that over history, at different times, different amounts were given for the shekel, but in each generation or each year, certainly, everyone was giving the same amount. Whatever that the community agreed upon, whether it was a darkon or whether it was a sella or whether it was a half shekel or a tivan, whatever it was, everyone agreed. So the guy on that year knew what he was saving off for. Aval, but when it comes to chatas, that may be b'selav, that may be b'shtayim, that may be shalosh. No, there's no set amount. One guy can bring for one selav, one guy can bring for two selavs, one guy can bring for three selavs. And there's no set amount, and there's no agreed upon communal amount. And therefore, he says that it's true that that what he said originally still holds true, that there's difference. When it comes to shekel, you always know what the amount is. When it comes to chatas, you don't necessarily know, because you could decide to get a more expensive one or a less expensive one. Hope everyone has a great day.